Let me speak to Deirdre McGuire from deirdremcguire.com, who's been listening to the unfolding events overnight and this morning. Deirdre, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you this morning?
Deirdre, I'm fine. I'm just thinking, like you're thinking, about the people who are in Manchester and what they're going through, and indeed what, I suppose, society is going through with this horror.
So this is my contribution, Frank, as a mind wellness expert. I want to offer, you know, a snapshot insight into the mind and how we work. So very briefly, this is what happens. We come into the world, we're perfect. We come into an imperfect world. We have experiences in the world, and we collect these experiences in memories. Enough memories, we start to form beliefs about ourselves. And with those beliefs, we then create an identity. And this is who we think we are. You think you're Frank, you're Catholic, you're Irish, you're, you know, we have an identity of ourselves. And then from that identity, those cultural conditionings, we produce thoughts. And those thoughts produce feelings. The thoughts in our minds produce feelings, which are actually just chemical reactions in our body. And based on those feelings, which we call emotions, we take action. Okay, so essentially we are a results machine. That's all. We are a results machine. So the question is, do you like the results you're producing? I was listening to your program a few weeks ago, and I heard a man describing 17 IVFs before they had their twins, the boy and the girl. So imagine coming into that world, if you were that twin. Compare that to your number 12 of 13. She is a baby-making machine. He is a drunkard, and you look like him, so she can't even stand the look of you. So the question is it the baby, or is it the experiences, the environment that you come into?
Yes, so, but how do you link that to a guy being so evil that he walks in and kills numerous children with a bomb?
Because he is a results machine. If you were in his shoes, you would very likely do exactly the same thing.
But how?
Based on the experiences that you have and the memories and the beliefs that you now have, what you believe to be true is true for you. He believed that he was right. What you believe to be true is true for you. You have a certain moral compass. You have an emotional conditioning compass. He's just a results machine. And the thing is that if we operate from this, then we have a better chance of understanding it and moving forward. When 9/11 happened, the angry people got angry, the guilty people got guilty, the scared people got scared. The people who are phoning in this morning are the people who are venting their hatred from their own personal past experiences. It has nothing to do with what's happening in Manchester. It's to do with what they are internally producing within themselves based on their life experiences.
Yes, so but Jeffrey, there's two separate things. There are people who are contacting us this morning who hate Muslims, and there are people who are contacting us this morning who hate the guy who detonated the bomb. To me, they're two entirely different forms of hatred. One is completely acceptable, to hate the guy who walked in and detonated the bomb.
Let me finish this.
To hate Muslims is completely unacceptable.
So
hold on. You're challenging people who hate the bloke who killed the children.
I challenge the people who hate. Does hatred serve? Does hatred serve? Answer that. Does hatred serve? That's the question.
So if you had lost one of your relatives in that attack, would you in some way search for understanding in relation to that subhuman excuse for a person who did that last night?
Listen to that language, a subhuman. This person is not a subhuman. This person is a human, Frank. And the sooner we waken up and understand that and take responsibility that we are as much to blame for something like that, because if it was your daughter, if it was your wife, if it was your family, would you be responsible for it? Would you hold some sense of responsibility for that if someone close to you had done something like that? In my world, I am as responsible for that person because we are all one here together. And as long as we operate from the hatred stance, we're not getting anywhere. We are going nowhere. What we need to
Let me answer your question. Let me answer the question you put, or you personalized it. If someone close to me did that, I would, no matter how much I had loved that person in my life, if they were the guilty party who walked in and detonated a bomb and killed those people, I would completely whitewash them out of my memory. I would have nothing to do with them. Because the important thing is not to make excuses for people like the guy last night who killed those innocent children.
I am not making excuses. I am understanding, how did this happen? How can we change this? I go twice a year to a place called Habilitat in Hawaii, to a drugs and alcohol rehabilitation unit. And I work with people who have cut up bodies and put them in the trunk of the car. I have been face to face and worked with these people. And I'm telling you, they are operating from past hurts. Hurt people hurt people. Now, I am not saying that I condone what he did, but I'm saying that we need to really start looking and taking responsibility. It's like yesterday when you talked about the 15-year-old who died with the drugs. The drugs is not the problem. Why would anyone take drugs? It's because of the emotions that they're feeling inside. A child who takes a drug just wants to feel better. And it's the emotions inside them that are driving their lives. And the sooner we start to understand this and to implement this in our society, in our schools, the sooner we will have less and less of this. Who in their right mind would strap something to themselves and kill themselves?
This is the point. They are doing it. They're doing it on a regular basis. I don't want to be flippant about it, but they almost seem to be queuing up to do it. I used the term, I've used it twice this morning. I've used the term subhuman. I feel that you're human. I'm human. People who contribute to this program are human. I look around up and down the corridors here. I see human beings. I would not put myself on the same level as the person who walked in, saw those children last night and detonated a bomb. That is not the activity of someone who's at a human level. That is, Derby, I said for the third time, it is subhuman what that guy did.
Well, what he did was subhuman, but he's not. He is a human being, Frank. We have to take responsibility for this. We have to waken up. We have to really start getting emotionally intelligent and addressing what is causing. Once again, you're looking at the symptom. You're not looking at the cause. What is causing someone like that to do something like that? What caused the people in our own community to do something similar? To strap a bomb, go in a car and blow people up? It is not what you would want to do, but it is based on your past experiences, your hurts, your beliefs about self, your low self-esteem. This is how the mind and body works, and this is what we need to be dealing with. And the sooner we deal with this kind of stuff, this is what I do day and daily here in my practice. I help people rearrange their experiences, because it's not what happens to us, it's how we hold what happens to us. And when we can change that, which we now know how to do, then our lives can change. The quality of our lives can improve. And this is what I'm saying to you now. All the people who feel all this anger and hatred here right now, it's based on their own personal experiences of the world. Because when the meaning that we give to the world is based on our own personal experience.
Okay, I'm going to have to leave it there. But Gerdy, you're very eloquent. Thank you very much for your opinion on it. I personally, and I'm entitled to a personal opinion on it, I do feel that you're in the tent of excuse making for the people who are involved in terrorism and who are prepared to kill you or me or my children or other children when they are out and about, going about their normal daily routine or enjoying themselves or just living their lives. There are some people who are getting on with living their lives, and there are other people who are involved in terrorist organizations who are prepared to kill the innocent. And I'm not prepared to make any excuses whatsoever for evil people, including the guy who did that last night.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.